Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week. I am so glad to be here talking with you and you out there sharing ideas and thoughts and questions with me. It's just wonderful. So, something that I would like for you to think about. The soul and the monad do not forget. They carry these memories over many past lifetimes. They carry forth all the struggles, all of those things that we've done right in the past, the blessings, the challenges, and they carry them forth today. And what I would like to suggest is, if there is something that is just not working right, it could be something from a past lifetime. And so this is something that you can explore by ordering a past life reading. And you'll find that on carolynevers.com on the left-hand side. And I have to tell you, there's a lot of wonderful information there, because what we do is we actually take you, now the soul decides this, which lifetime to go to, and we actually take you up through those lifetimes, and it stops at the lifetime that the soul wishes for you to explore, and you get off of that elevator that we took you up. And it's not like I tell you what went on in that lifetime. You actually experience it. It is quite an amazing thing to experience something that has happened in the past that is very important. And one of the reasons that we do that is because there are people there to make your acquaintance, or else there are memories to bring back that can help you in this lifetime. And I have had people who have done this, and they have been introduced to people from past lifetimes that were actually very talented souls, and they come back and you can call them forth and work with them. So that in itself is quite amazing. And so consider ordering one of these. Just go to my website, carolynevers.com, on the left-hand side, and order one of those past lifetime readings. You won't regret it. There is a great deal of wonderful information that comes forth. And usually, there is somebody who you are related to that has crossed over that actually accompany you. I have had parents accompany individuals. And one, I know I've talked about this in the past, but it was so remarkable. They felt they had a past life experience with Yeshua. And they asked that question, and he came to them etherically, and they could enjoy his energy, and he actually put his hand on their shoulder etherically, and they remembered what his face looked like. And so there are many wonderful things that do occur when you experience these past lifetime experiences. And so if you're so inclined, you can go to my website, carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, order one of those experiences. So that we're starting out with today, because I am finding that there are many who have problems that don't seem to be easily resolved, and they are things many times that have come up in the past. So I wanted to explore that, and we did. And so feel free to call me with your questions. And hopefully you call and we will explore that. It's really interesting, the different topics that we go over with people. And I know from last week, there are some people working on situations during the week, and they were going to call back and give us some results as to what happened in their experience. So hopefully they're on board and they can call in. It would be wonderful. I'd like to talk about miracles. There are miracles all around us, many in nature, and some with people that we know, and some with events that come into our lifetime. And I would like to mention that. How do events come into our lifetime? How are they programmed? What happens there? And I would like to suggest that the higher self will bring forth these experiences. And if you don't know or haven't in the past, call in your higher self and converse with them. I would suggest that you do that. It's not something that you hear like you're hearing me, but rather it is something that you feel in the heart center. And if you put your hand on your chest where your heart is, that is where you get those messages when you speak to your higher self. And so if there's problems in your life, I would suggest that you speak to your higher self. And they are very willing to help you spiritually. Excuse me, there's a distraction here. Ginny, can you call Pooch, please? Ginny? I'm sorry. We have a little puppy dog that's standing right here at my feet, distracting me. Go sit down, Angel, please. Go sit down. Thank you. Well, we got her settled down. That's good. She's a very sweet puppy dog, but it is a distraction when she's standing at your feet, looking up at you with those woeful eyes. Difficult to concentrate, but now that she's sitting down, I can concentrate more on what we were talking about. So it is important to connect with the higher self. It is the higher self that is more concerned with the spiritual things that happen in your lifetime. And if you would bring in your higher self and converse with it, you could ask such questions like what you need to do now to grow spiritually, or to bring individuals into your lifetime that you wish to work with. You know, we have a group of souls. I've discussed this before, but I like to bring it up because it is important. We have a group of souls that we travel with, and we have traveled with them throughout time. And sometimes they're our parents or our siblings or our grandparents. And we change positions like this. It is the universe's way of teaching us lessons. Some of the lessons are very pleasant, as some of these relationships in the past have been very joyful. And some of them have been very traumatic. And some of these individuals come back because they need to be healed on some level. Perhaps that will strike a chord with some of you. You might have a relative or someone that is close to you that has been very difficult dealing with, difficult working through the obstacles. And these can be cleared. They came forth now to be cleared. This is a time of great healing. The universe goes through periods of time where healing is the forefront of its desire or its nature. We are in a period such as that now. And there are many troubled spots in the world, and it seems like all life is troubled. But it is souls are coming back because they need to be healed. Let's take a moment, if you will, and let us send energy from our heart center to a troubled place in the world that you can think of. I'm sending my energy to a place where I don't think it's troubled at the moment, but it needs good thoughts. It needs good energies. And that is the president and the White House and all of those that serve with the president. There's a lot of great responsibilities that go on with the presidency. As the president has communications with many leaders all around the world, and it is important that he handle these situations in the very best manner. So there is a diplomatic corps also that needs our love and attention and our good wishes. And that's where I'm sending mine good wishes and my love presently in the White House. And if there is a place in the world that is vying for your attention, take a moment now and send that heartfelt energy of love from the heart center to that area. Love cures all obstacles eventually. It's the only thing in the world. Love and light cures obstacles. It's not the other way around. The obstacles do not need to interfere with us in the world. And the world is going through a lot of traumatic times right now because there are those in the world who wish to destroy it. And there are souls that have come forth from those dark priests in Atlantis. There were a group that destroyed their own homeland, and they were given a choice to come back now and heal. And they have come back, only they are not using the tools of healing. They have reverted back to those tools of destruction. But we can help them. We can send them our love, and that's what I am doing now, to send them our love and my love and anyone else who wishes to join me, that pink cloud. It is so beautiful. The love that we generate from the heart chakra is like a pink cloud. It is like a delicate pink rose. I'm looking at some right now in my room where I have many roses. And there is this delicate pink rose. And that is what the love looks like as it comes forth from the heart chakra. You can imagine it. And it might be a good idea to imagine it. Send that love, first of all, to yourself. Love yourself. Send the love to family members. There's somebody in your family or closely attached to your family that needs the energy of love. So many have come back today to heal. And so there are many that are on the destructive roles, carrying forth destruction. But there are also many who are carrying forth energies of love. And so I invite you now, my friends, to call in with your questions. We are here listening, and we'll do all that we can to help you. There were some who you might say had a little bit of homework to do. And if they did it, call in and let me know how that went with you. What kind of results did you have? And while we're talking about results, I want to mention this. Intention and focus are so important. It is intention and focus that shapes our world. We are creators. It is something when the monads were created and our souls were created, there was a bit of the Creator that was placed in our soul. It is like we have the blueprint, and we can bring forth, with the help of our higher self and our monad, anything that we wish in our lives. So I would like to ask you, where would you like to be the end of the week, or the month, or the end of the year? What do you wish to accomplish? Take a moment now with me and focus on this picture, not words, but picture of what you wish to accomplish. If it is to accomplish a home, maybe you don't own a home right now. Maybe you're living in an apartment, or you're living with a relative and you want your own home. I want you to take this moment, if that is your case, and focus your intent and your purpose on this home that you would like. Picture it in your mind and breathe life into that picture. Also, call in your higher self and send that picture of that home that you wish for yourself. Put in as many details as possible. What kind of home is it? Is it a cottage, a bungalow, a two-story home? What color is it? Is there a swing on the front porch? Is there a garden in the backyard? It is like our thoughts are like blueprints. Just remember that. Our thoughts are blueprints. And when we think with a desire, especially if it comes from the heart, especially if it's something that you desire very greatly, picture yourself right now involved in the process, so that the higher self gets this picture of your intent and your focus, so that you bring forth into your life that which you desire. Keeping in mind, we can only desire good things for ourselves and for others. It's the way it works. We can't desire anything that is not good and expect it to come into fruition, because the universe is not made like that. It is only people who follow a path of destruction that can bring those things into the world. But we are going to put together those particles that is only going to bring good things to ourselves and to those that we know, and those that maybe we work with, or those that we share time with in some fashion. So take that moment, dear friends. See the goodness surrounding the people that you wish to help, and it will be so. It might be a child on your block that needs some mothering. Send those thoughts to the higher self. Bring that into the reality of that child. We are so powerful. We have forgotten that because there have been people around us who have beaten us down in some fashion, and we forget just how wonderful we are. And we go about doing things that's not in our best benefit. And so we wish to change it. We only want to participate in those things that are for our best benefit. So, my friends, that's probably the main message that I had for today. And call me now. Tell me about how you have succeeded this past week with things that you talked about last week. And also consider going to CarolynEvers.com and ordering one of those past life experiences. Order it on the left-hand side of that page. You won't regret it. You will get a great benefit from it. Trust me when I say this. And what I have found many times is that family members who have crossed over come back and take that journey with those that they love. And it could happen to you. Let's hope that it does. So I'm waiting for your phone calls, dear ones. We are 20 minutes into the show, and this hour passes by very quickly, I would like to remind you. So hopefully you are out there listening to us, and if you are, give us a call. Tell us where you are and what help you might need. We are here to assist you any way that we can. I'd like to talk about another word, and that is influence. We influence members of our family, members, people who live on our block. We have influence over so many, those that we work with. If you're a student, you have influence over other students. And how are you influencing them? Are you influencing them for their highest good? Take a moment and think of your actions. It's one of the things that we have been told to do, preferably at night after the day has been experienced. What did you do that day? Did you gain or lose from those daily activities? And did you influence others to uplift them? I'd like to talk about your children for a second. When you speak to your children, do you use words of encouragement? Are you using words that are pulling them down? The world has a tendency to use words that pull other people down. But I implore you to use words that lift up people. It is all about all of us living up to our highest abilities. Think of a family member right now, someone that maybe you could improve relationship with. Give a thought as to why there is friction between you and that family member, and what can you do to change that? We all have people at one time or another where there is friction, but we can heal it. This is a great moment of healing for many reasons. It is a part of the universal cycle right now, bringing forth healing, because we are approaching another great golden age. A golden age which will give many opportunities for many people. Please do not think in terms of lack, but think in terms of prosperity. Count your blessings. We all have blessings, but we have a tendency not to think about those blessings, but rather to think about what we don't have, what we lack. So let us take a moment, dear friends, and think about what we do have, how we have been blessed. Maybe you might not find many blessings in your life right now, but we all have them. Perhaps hot water when you want to take a bath. Perhaps a home that is in repair. And if it is in disrepair, take a moment now and think of your home in its perfection. Think of it in terms of how you wish for it to look. Think of it in terms of being repaired and complete and whole. And I am telling you that that will happen. Thought is the creator. It is our thoughts that create. That's why it's so important to keep our thoughts on a very high level, so that it can create happiness for ourselves and for others, and healing for ourselves and others. You know, we're halfway through the show, and we haven't had any calls yet. It makes me wonder if you're out there listening. Call in and tell me that you're listening and what you might wish to speak of right now. I don't want to spend the whole time chatting away. I really want to hear from you. I want to hear from you, beautiful ones. Also, since we don't have any calls, I want to talk about how the people that come into your life, how they make you feel. Some will make you feel happy, and some will make you feel sad. And if you're feeling sad, look into why you're feeling sad. Why does that person make you feel sad? They're there as a reminder to you for some reason. And I think it centers around something where healing is needed. A lot of these thoughts that we have of lack comes from our childhood, because our parents didn't always understand how important thought was. They didn't have the opportunities that we have today. They had to work harder with perhaps fewer rewards. And so they might have acted in their fatigue in ways that did not make you happy. And so if there was some conflict with your parents, and I want you to think about this at the moment, if there was conflict in your parents, I would like for you to think about healing. And even if your parents have crossed over into the other side, think of healing that relationship, because if they are in the bardo, which is something like a purgatory that Christians understand, they have to repair things. They have to put it in good order. And I had a firsthand experience of that. I spoke of this one another time, where I was the daughter of Julius Caesar, and he had done many things that had hurt me. And even though I'm not his daughter now, it's been like 100 years ago, I had to forgive him in Julius' name. And I did. And he came back and told me that that released him from the bardo. And etherically, he took me to the center of the world, of the universe, and he showed me many things that were going over. He showed me the way events appear to the Creator. And it was quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. So, my friends, I guess you want to hear me talk, because we don't have anyone calling in at the moment. And I have no other choice but to speak on if I don't hear questions from you where I can interact with you. Call in with your questions. I know there's people out there with the questions. I can't imagine you wanting to listen to me talk away for another half hour. And that's what's going to happen if you don't call in with your questions. You're going to hear me talking for another half hour. Let's concentrate on a word. And that word is joy. It's hard to be joyful every moment of our day because, quite frankly, there's events that happen. We have to interact with other people and other events that do not necessarily bring joy. But when you have an event like that that happens, intend to bring joy into those moments and see if that doesn't make a great deal of difference. You see, there's not much difference between joy and love. And it's so much easier to be loving and joyful than it is to be sad and depressed. And if you're sad and depressed, then you need to pay attention to joy. Well, I'm amazed that you still want me to speak because we're not getting questions. We don't have people calling in wanting to interact with us. And we can't have quiet on this radio show for the next half hour. So it means that I will be obliged to talk more. I suppose you must like hearing me speak. I'm going to bring up a topic that might surprise you. Do you believe that there are other beings in the universe? And I know some of you would say that's not possible, and some would say that it is possible. But I admit, I have seen their spaceships here on Earth. I've seen them several times. Their ships and their lights and their and how they send signals to one another. They send colored lights and they answer one another with colored lights. And they make strange turns in the air. I've seen this. I've laid in bed and looked out my window and watched them and their lights. It was quite amazing. And I wondered where they came from. We have some pictures of spaceships that were very close to our sun. And I don't know if you have seen those, but they were it was quite interesting. So if you have any incidents like that, I think our audience would like to hear it. I was on a trip with a group of women, and we saw some lights in the sky. And one of the women that I was with was actually communicating with them. Now, I'm talking about thoughts. And she said that she had come from the planet that they had come from, and that's why she could communicate with them. It was very fascinating. And they talked to her about some of the wars that have gone on. Sadly to say that there have been wars among other inhabitants on other planets, as we have had wars. But there are many people working for peace there too. Peace must come and fill this earth that we live on, and it must come and fill all the other planets. And that's what I intend to do right now, is send peace, thoughts of peace, to all of those creatures in our universe. So everything is to be healed now, and clarified now, and great joy be brought into this life, because we are headed towards a golden age. I know sometimes it's hard really believing that we have a golden age ahead of us, when we who hear about so many troubled spots, where there are so many beings who hate one another, that are in conflict with one another. But if we hear of this, send your love, send your thoughts of peace. It is why we are here now. You are all very powerful beings. And I will say this, there are many souls that wish to come to Earth right now, but there wasn't enough mothers having children to bring forth all of these beings, so that if you are here on Earth at the present time, you have been given a great gift. Many have called, but few were chosen. A very apropos thought for the moment. Many were called. You were calling in to come, but few were chosen. Fewer are here than would wish to be here. Those who called in last week that had work to do, call in and let me know how that went. Did you succeed? Or do you still need more help? I would be glad to assist you. That is what we are here for. So, my friends, just a reminder, go to carolynevers.com and on the left side, order a past life reading. We don't tell you about the past life. We actually take you to that life. We take you etherically to that life, and it's like we take you up on an elevator and you get off of the life that your soul has chosen, and you literally experience that life. So, that's carolynevers.com. On the left-hand side, you can order a past life reading. Anyway, my friends, we only have 20 minutes left of the show. If you are planning on calling in, you have to do it soon, because it takes time to answer your questions, and we're getting close to being at the end of the show. I guess there's no one out there with a problem or a question or a report from last week. If it is, you certainly aren't taking the time to call in. I wish you would. David. Hi, David.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in. I was wondering if you guys were hearing me. What can I do for you, David?
People out here. Oh, I was just sitting with my wife listening, and she encouraged me to call and see what you had to say, so I'm interested.
And what were you interested in, David?
Well, I apparently, if how... something that may help me in my current life situation in the future. I
don't, well, you don't have to give exact details, but is this a health issue or a work issue?
Oh, let's say health issue, sure.
You have some health issues. I'm finding that a lot of people have health issues right now. How serious is it?
Oh, Well, let's see. I have got a... I had tore my skin on my neck hauling some wood quite a while ago, and it didn't heal up, and it's like this area just opens up a little by little. It's like a tear in the skin that's gotten big, and it's not, I don't know, it's not, it's very worrisome, other areas of my skin will heal from injuries. And
David, let me ask you a question. Are you intuitive?
Yeah.
How intuitive? Do you ever have the telephone ring and you know who is on the phone before you pick it up?
Oh, yeah.
I would say that you were intuitive. So I want to give you a little scenario here, something that you can do. You see, your body, outside of the consciousness of carrying your physical consciousness, it also has a consciousness that you can connect with and share information with. And I know people don't necessarily believe that because everybody wants to go to a doctor and they don't think in terms of being able to heal themselves. So intend that. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Intend that your body is sitting down, but there is a part of you, your consciousness, that is standing up next to the body, looking down at it. Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, mentally, you don't have to say this out loud. Mentally, I want you to ask your body if it can hear your questions. You're not going to hear it in your ear. You're going to hear it in the heart center. And tell me if you're getting an answer to that.
My consciousness is to ask my body?
That's
right. Is that
right.
What you said?
Exactly. Ask your body if it can hear you. Because I'm going to have you ask your body questions, and you're going to get answers if you listen in the heart. You're not going to hear it in the ear. Okay. What did your body say? Can it communicate with you? Or can you communicate with it?
I would say yes.
Good. Now, look at that place that is worrisome to you. And ask your body, what is the underlying thing that's causing that not to heal? And tell me if you're getting an answer. You don't have to tell me what the answer is, but are you getting an answer?
Okay, give me a second.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, I got the impression that I'm not listening to my, I'm not hearing, I'm not listening. I guess I'm not listening to myself.
That's true for a lot of people. We don't, right, we don't always listen because we doubt everything. We're such a world where we want scientific proof of everything, that if something comes to us in a non-scientific manner, we doubt it. So, ask your body why the neck is not healing and tell me if you got an answer. Ask again.
Well, I have to say I feel like it's the same thing that I have the information and impressions or whatever I'm not listening to myself or not paying attention to what would help.
Okay, and that's probably true. So let's ask the body to tell you one more time what do you need to do to heal your neck. We'll put that question in another way and tell me if it's giving you an answer.
Okay. I feel like that I would do good to eat better and pay attention more to what my intake, my diet, that sort of thing.
That's very positive. What a beautiful answer, because the things that we eat have a lot to do with the healing that goes on in our body. So, you're on the right path. Let's ask the body one thing that you need to eat that would help your neck to heal, and tell me if you get an answer.
Well, right away, I think I got carrots, and I've been, that came right away, carrots. raw carrots. I love eating raw carrots, too. I just don't do it that much.
Well, you know what you might do is, after this call, look on the internet and see what it is about carrots that helps with healing of the skin. That would be very interesting. I think it's carotene.
I've been feeling about changing my diet, being more conscious of what I eat. I don't really eat junk food or fast food, but I eat fast and not too conscious of things a lot, and not enough fresh raw stuff.
I'll tell you what I'm hearing your body say is that you need greens.
Yeah, I believe that.
Does that ring a bell?
Well, yes. It's especially now in the summer when there's a lot of fresh stuff around. It's really...
Do you like salads?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, this is great, because if you like salads, eat a salad with greens and put some carrots in it. And let me ask your body. I know your body will share it with me. What else does it need? I'm hearing pumpkin seeds.
Oh.
Have you ever eaten raw pumpkin seeds?
I don't think raw. I've been really attracted to sunflower seeds lately, but...
Okay, make a salad of greens. Put some pumpkin seeds, and I'm hearing sesame seeds also. Sesame seeds, I mean, you don't have to put a whole lot in there. Like, sprinkle a little on top of your salad. So some greens, carrots, a few pumpkin seeds, a few sesame seeds, and ask your body right now if that's what it wants.
It says yes respect my body more, I guess is the message. Respect my, have a little more respect for what I put in my body. Be more thoughtful to myself.
Let me ask you a question about that. Do you exercise?
Oh, I walk a lot, and I do. I have a physical job, which it's not really exercise, but I do get physical.
You're moving around.
Get a lot, but it's not this. I know it's not the same as a focused exercise, but I do get a lot of movement. But I do feel a bit feel tired a lot, And
okay, are you worrying or concerned about something?
Oh, well, yeah, sure. Got several concerns. It's a worry. It comes and goes. I have learned
I sense that that's what's fatiguing you.
Yeah, Yeah. I guess I was wondering somehow if that, for some reason I was thinking possibly Elaine. This thing that I tore the skin on my neck, if this was, if there was some, something unusual, like emotional connection to that or some sort of thing that, something that's...
See, you have a question. You're feeling that it is. Right now, let's, because we do have to move on. Let's,
yeah,
I want you to ask your body if there is an emotional connection there.
Okay.
I'm hearing that it is. What'd you get?
It says, yeah, but I feel yes, but I don't quite see it. I don't feel it. I mean, I don't know what that would be. I don't know any, you know, say yeah, but I don't know how that
relates. Well, I'll tell you a couple things that you could do. When you get up in the morning, tell your body that, thank it for all the service that it has given you. Enjoy the day. Look forward to the day. Send it love. The body needs good food. It needs love. And send your love forth. I think you'll see an improvement in your health.
Okay. Yep. I somewhat do that, but I would should increase that more. Be more conscious of that.
Well,
thank you.
David, I think you'll see a big difference in your lifestyle because of changing just a few things.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. That's what I need.
Anyway, call in at some future time and tell me how you're doing.
I will.
If this answers the problem, I'd like to know about this thing on your neck, if what we talked about corrects it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, David.
All right.
I appreciate the call.
Okay, I appreciate it too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, David, we have just a few moments left on the program, and what I would like to say is, Elaine, we have a call. Okay, let's try. Elaine, what can we do for you? We only have a couple minutes.
Tell me real quick. Yeah, okay. You mentioned, you were talking, and I was so enjoying it earlier. You mentioned there were so many souls that wanted to incarnate here, and
yes,
there weren't enough mothers. Well, I'll tell you that really hit me. I had one child and nearly died after that. It was many years ago. I had wanted a lot of children. I felt I was born to be a mother and have... what?
I said, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and I was only able to have one child, and that was a high disappointment, although he was wonderful. But what caused that I was only able to have one? When I was a very young person, I wanted 13 children, as one of my ancestors.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Had. Yeah, I did.
So why, your question is, why did you just have one child and
why did I go through all the horror post-birth that I did, and it was a horror. I was lucky to live. The doctors didn't expect it. So that's my question.
Let me search for that answer.
Thank you, Carol.
It'll take a moment.
Sure.
This child that you did have, did it take a lot of your energy and strength to raise?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I am seeing there is you made a commitment with this child before it came into the world to nurture it, to take care of it, and primarily to heal it.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of trauma with this child, and there was a lot of healing that went on with the child, but you see, it also went on with you. It came forth from past lifetimes. Remember I said earlier that groups of souls travel together.
Yes.
And we work on every position. We've been siblings and parents and grandparents, and
yes,
you've had a lot of lifetimes with the soul that's incarnate in this child.
Yeah.
And so this time, the two of you decided that it will just be the two of you to heal all of the errors that have happened in the past. Okay. So don't grieve because you didn't have all these other children. You had work to do with this one.
Yeah, and I haven't seen him in almost 13 years. He left his family. He was falsely accused of something, and then later people said, no, he wasn't. He didn't do what he was falsely accused of, but he never knew that. So we
do me a favor, sweetheart. Call me next week and let us heal this.
All right. I will. I will.
Because, you see, he needs healing, but you need healing also.
Oh, I do indeed.
There is an ache in your heart.
Oh, it is
almost like a sword in your heart. We can work on healing that, and I want to help you with that.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you indeed.
Call me next week, and let's work on that healing.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
You too. My pleasure.
Thank
you. So, my friends, it's the end of the show. Good night for now. It was a delight being here and chatting with you. Bless you all. Until next week.